Rabbi Asher chapter and Mishnah 8, Taniach banos gedolos uketanos. Same case now with daughters, if you've got older and younger daughters. Ein hagedolos mit panosos al haketanos, the older ones, v'lo haketanos and the zonos al hagedolos, they can't argue who gets more sustenance, who gets more out of their estate. Elachol kos b'shava, same as the sons, they have to split it up equally. Nasa hagedolos, if the older ones get married after the father died, yisu haketanos, then the younger ones can also claim for a wedding. From the estate. If you amra ketanos haray anenoisos kederech shenases in atem, if you want, we also want the estate to pay for our wedding, as Dad paid for your wedding 10 years ago before he died. So then ein shomim lehim, we don't listen to them. Zechom bebanos mibebanim, and this part over here is different. There's a stringency with daughters over sons, says the Mishnah. Shabanos nizonos alabanim, ve'ein nizonos alabanos. He says that daughters are supported by the sons and are not supported by the daughters. In other words, if a father passes away and there's sons and daughters, the sons inherit the estate, but they have an obligation to maintain the daughters until they're adults. But if they're just daughters, then what they do is they just split the estate up amongst themselves, and there's no further obligation on the estate. For support, because if they're sons, the daughters don't get a share in their estate.
They don't inherit,
so therefore there's an obligation on the estate to maintain them until they're adults. But if they're just daughters, then they do inherit, so then there's no obligation on the estate to support them because they get a share of the estate.